WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something that's a little less about scrolling through social media, and a lot more about navigating those tricky moments when things get heated. Conflict. You know, those situations where emotions run high, opinions clash, and suddenly you feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of awkward silence or fiery arguments? It's a universal experience, folks. We all face it. But what if I told you that even though conflict can feel like a monster under the bed, it doesn't have to be? What if there was a way to handle these sticky situations with grace, understanding, and maybe even a little bit of humor? Well, buckle up because we're about to explore the world of emotional intelligence when it comes to navigating conflict. Think about it for a second. Our brains are wired for connection, right? We crave belonging, understanding, and that feeling of being heard. But sometimes, those same desires can lead to friction when we feel misunderstood or unheard. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's not just about being nice, it's about recognizing and understanding our own emotions and those of others, even when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate conflict with more emotional intelligence. Number 1. Check your own radar. Before reacting to someone else's outburst or opinion, take a deep breath and assess your own emotions. Are you feeling defensive? Anxious? Angry? Recognizing those feelings is the first step towards managing them effectively. Remember, being aware of our internal state allows us to respond thoughtfully instead of impulsively. Number 2. Listen like you mean it. This one's crucial. When someone's expressing their point of view, resist the urge to formulate your response while they're still talking. Truly listen to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think about it like this. Genuine listening is a superpower. It builds trust, fosters empathy, and opens doors for meaningful dialogue. Number 3. Find common ground. Even in heated disagreements, there's usually some shared ground. Focus on finding areas of agreement, no matter how small they seem. Remember, even a tiny speck of commonality can act as a bridge to understanding. Number 4. Use I statements. When expressing your own feelings and needs, use I statements instead of blaming or accusing language. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try saying, "I feel when." This approach helps you take ownership of your emotions and reduces defensiveness in the other person. And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to take a break. Sometimes the best way to handle conflict is to step away for a moment and cool off. Think of it like hitting the pause button on a heated conversation. This allows both parties to regain composure and approach the situation with a clearer mind. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and there's this big project that everyone's working on. There are different ideas being thrown around, and things start getting heated when two team members clash over their approaches. One person feels like their idea is being dismissed, while the other feels misunderstood. The tension is palpable. But here's where emotional intelligence comes into play. Instead of letting the conflict spiral out of control, one of the team members decides to take a step back and acknowledge their own emotions. "I'm feeling a little frustrated because I feel like my idea isn't being fully considered." They then actively listen to the other person's perspective, trying to understand their point of view. They find common ground by agreeing on the ultimate goal of the project and work together to brainstorm solutions that incorporate both ideas. This simple act of emotional intelligence transformed the situation from a potential disaster into an opportunity for growth and collaboration. Remember, conflict is inevitable, but how we handle it is what truly matters. So there you have it. 5 powerful keys to unlock emotional intelligence when navigating conflict. Remember, it's not about winning or losing, it's about understanding, connecting, and finding solutions that work for everyone. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of emotional intelligence in their life. Leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks, and together we can make navigating conflict a little less stressful and a whole lot more rewarding. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep that dopamine fast going strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.